Blog Talk Radio.
Starting the program on Blog Talk Radio before long. Her name on Blog Talk is Sarah Lee 144. You're welcome to come and join us every Friday morning at 12 o'clock a.m. During these programs, I want to share with you some of the treasures I have found during my treasure hunt into the Word of God and some of the miracles I have seen along the way. Tonight, I want to focus on the walls of Jerusalem. But before we get into that, I want to open this up with prayer. And to do that, what I like to do is first ask the Lord to cleanse me from all my sins so that His Spirit is free to flow through me. If we have sins, they can get in the way of the free movement of the Spirit of God. I like to pray the scriptures themselves in order to do this, because the Word of God is our intercessor, as it is the body of Jesus Christ that we lift back up to God as our offering and our intercessor. In order to get to God, we must go through Jesus Christ as our only, one and only mediator and doorway. Hi, Brian. Hi, Grock. Praise God. We got some people on here already. I hope this is sounding better than usual. I got a new microphone hooked up. Okay, I'm going to be praying from Psalms 19, verses 11 to 14. Lord, I want to thank you for this time to minister to your people. And I ask you, Lord, to receive these words for your glory from your servant. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I ask you, Lord, to send out your Spirit and draw in whomever you want to participate in this program tonight and those you want to hear it. I ask you, Lord, to guide each of us tonight. Guide our thoughts and guide our words, Lord, that we may come to know you just a little bit better through these teachings and through whatever you want to minister to us tonight. Oh, praise God. Grock says it sounds great. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so very much. Lord, anoint these words that pass through these lips so they'll bring you glory and honor. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. we are going to have a pre-recorded. It's going to be a little over 20 minutes long, and it's something I've already got pre-recorded on the walls. And then after that, we're going to be open for you guys to call in if you have any questions or comments or prayer requests or anything like that. So I'm going to start it, and this also gives me time that I can get on the chat with you guys. Praise God. And I do mean, when I say guys, it's not just guys, but guys and gals. Okay. Here's the teaching.
Walls. In the Bible, we read about walls many times. They are generally for protection or barriers to prevent an enemy's entrance into a city. Not only does the Bible talk about physical walls, but it also speaks of spiritual walls. These walls can be built around the city of New Jerusalem, the holy city in the heavens, or the walls that God builds around us for our protection. These walls should also keep the enemy of our soul from doing damage to us. In this study, we are going to cover basically what those spiritual walls are. God uses things in the Bible that we are familiar with in order to give us an understanding of Him. If He did not use physical things to describe the spiritual, we would never be able to see the picture He wants us to see. You see, He knows that we are flesh, and our understanding is only of fleshly things. Isaiah 26, verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Look at these verses very closely. This city is a strong city. Then you have salvation that is appointed for walls and bulwarks by God. Salvation is the walls that protect the city. This city is New Jerusalem in heaven. In order to enter into the gates, we must be one of the righteous nation that keepeth the truth. And the gates open automatically through our praise of God. In order for us to be part of this city, we also must be strong, which comes by faith. Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Even Abraham knew that at some point he would get to go to New Jerusalem, the promise of God, which he entered into by faith. This city is builded by God himself, and not with human hands. But, as you will see from the following scriptures, God does allow man to help build up these walls spiritually as the walls of our salvation. Isaiah 60, verse 10, And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Verse 18, Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. As you can see from verse 18, the walls are salvation, just like we read in the other scripture. You can also see in this scripture, our gates will be praised, and the only ones that are allowed to enter are the righteous. It makes sense in a way that when we are walking in truth and praising God, that would open up a way to get closer to Him. Matthew 5, verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Here you see that in the Bible, we are also called cities. But in order to be cities of God's building, we must have His light burning within our hearts. You cannot give out light if you do not have it within you. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The temple God desires to abide in is us. That is where he wants to make his resting place, within each of us. Now I want to give you a picture of what I'm trying to show you here. Just as the city New Jerusalem has walls round about it, we also, as a city of God, have walls round about us, and those walls should be our salvation, which is provided by God. Whenever you build a building, it should always have a foundation underneath it. Whenever you build a good wall, it should have a foundation under it that helps hold it up and makes it stronger. We already saw that the foundation laid should be Jesus Christ. Luke 6, verse 47, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. When our house or wall is built upon the sure foundation, which is Christ, we cannot fall if we hold fast to Him and obey His words. Psalm 62, verse 1, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. It is very hard to move a building that has been attached to a huge rock. If we are going to build anything, we better make sure we build it upon the sure foundation God has provided for us in His Word. Then, no matter what happens, We know what we build will last forever, just like the Word does, as it says in Matthew 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. If the Word will never pass away, and we are built upon that Word, and that Word is part of us, then we also will never pass away. That is how it works. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Everything not built upon the Word of God will pass away. Did you notice also in this scripture that the bride is the holy city, New Jerusalem? If we are part of the holy city, we are also part of the bride. Did you also notice how this bride is adorned for her husband? That adornment is God himself wrapped around his bride as the walls of salvation. Isaiah 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Notice here how it says, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. This scripture is not just talking about the bride, but it is also talking about her husband. When the bride is one flesh with her husband, she is part of her husband. Therefore, they are one. Just as the husband is clothed with the garments of salvation, she also, as the bride, is automatically covered in the same garments as her husband when she is part of him and he is part of her. When Jesus, as the Word of God, rose from the dead, he went back into the bosom of the Father where he came from in the beginning. God spoke, and Jesus, as the Word of God, came out from within God's bosom. Just like when you speak, the words you speak come out of your bosom with the air of your lungs. John 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That glory is the Father himself. Jesus, when he was in the bosom of the Father, before the Father spoke, was enclosed in the glory of God, which is God himself, his inheritance. God becomes our inheritance as we consume and obey our inheritance, which is the Word. As we do that, the Father clothes us with himself. John 1, verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. God declared Jesus when he spoke him into existence. Jesus told the disciples in John 16, verse 26, At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and go to the Father. The Word came forth from the Father, and returns to the bosom of the Father again. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. When we consume the word and obey it, at some point it must return to God the Father, just like Jesus did as the Word. But this time, we will get to go along for the ride of a lifetime, right into the bosom of the Father, along with Him. God then becomes our walls of salvation, just as the holy city Jerusalem has its walls of salvation. Revelation 21, verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Verse 6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. Verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. If you notice here in these scriptures, the glory of God, the light of the city, was like unto a jasper stone. The wall of it was of jasper, and the first foundation was jasper. Revelation 4, verse 2. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. From these scriptures, we see that God himself had the resemblance of a jasper stone. The wall was of jasper. The first foundation was of jasper. And her light was like unto a jasper stone. God himself is the foundation under the walls of salvation that enclose and protect New Jerusalem as well as the walls themselves. And he is the one that gives her light. He becomes our walls of salvation as we consume his word and obey it. He also becomes our guiding light to get us to the heavenly promised land, into the bosom of the Father.
All right. Well, feel free to call in, everybody. You're more than welcome to. I like that question I'm wondering, that Brian came up with, I'm wondering if the jasper was Judah where the stones were in the priest's garment. Very interesting. That would be something to look up. If you find it, please call in and let us know. Oh, I see you've got Exodus 28:20-21. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper, they shall be set in gold in their enclosing. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Awesome. Praise God. Lee, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
Well, I was trying to find that thing to pull down to touch the one, and I couldn't even find that. Oh, I'm doing great. But I'm glad you can hear me.
Amen. Now, that thing on Skype, it's right next to where you hang up the phone. It's on that same little bar, and it's got 9 dots on it, and you click on that, and the little pad will come down. I figured that out by accident. Pretty much. Okay.
I don't see that. No, I'll be looking, though. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Brian's got Ezekiel 28:13. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond. Notice the word diamond. That is not in the city of New Jerusalem. I don't think the diamond is there. Okay. Sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. I don't see the rest of the scripture on here, so let me look it up on my thing. Ezekiel 28, that would be 13. Okay. Ezekiel, it'll take me a moment. I'm not real with it. Sorry about that. I've got a cold. And I found Ezekiel 28, verse 13. Let's see, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle. Carbuncle, I don't think that's in the new city either. I'm not sure. That would be a very interesting study to do, to actually compare which ones that Satan had and which ones on the true city of Jerusalem. It says, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Okay, what I want to bring out here is the fact that you have a city that's decorated with all these stones, but Satan himself also was decorated with all these stones. Okay, he actually represents the other city. When we follow him, we become part of the other city, and that city is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. And the reason she's a mother of harlots is because when we put the words of Satan in us, we are allowing his seed to come into our heart instead of the true seed of God, the true word of God. And that's the battle that happened in the Garden of Eden. God gave them a commandment to obey, and the serpent convinced them through his lying words to believe him instead of God. And the result of that was the fall, because they allowed his seed in their hearts instead of the seed of the word of God. Okay, let me see what's on chat here. Let's see. I think I'm a little bit behind. Oh, Grock's going to bed. Well, I'm sure glad you were able to join us, Grock. God bless you, and you have real sweet dreams, I pray, in Jesus' name. Type them. I can't type and talk at the same time. Okay, let's see. Brian's got Revelation 21. Okay, let me pull that up in here. Revelation 21. You're sure more than welcome to call in, Brian, if you'd like to. Revelation 21, 19. Okay. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius. Now watch, there's no diamond in here. The fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. Not one diamond out of those 12. There also wasn't that carbuncle, was not in there. So that's kind of a way that we can discern spirits a little bit. Notice what women want, one of the desires that women have, a desire of the flesh, is to have this huge diamond ring, okay? So where does that come from? Wouldn't that come from the spirit of Satan to desire something like that, if that's part of his clothing? Makes sense to me. Let's see, Brian Scott, look at the first foundation. Brian, why don't you call in so you can explain what you're writing in here, please? It says, look at the first foundation. I think there was one missing with Satan. Oh, good idea. I don't know. I'd actually have to take them and lay them side by side. But that is very interesting. But if we're clothed with the holy city, Jerusalem, we are going to be part of that city. If Satan is what's covering us, we're going to be part of his city. Some of the false signs that are in some of the churches now are physical stones will show up, and they actually will call it, I think, diamond dust. So, If they're getting diamond dust in their services, what's behind that? And who is behind that spirit? Let's see. He has, have to compare, does those match the 12 tribes? I don't know what the 12 tribes had. That would just be a very interesting study to compare Satan's garments, the New City Jerusalem garments, and the 12 stones that was on the ephod of Aaron. That would be very, very interesting. Let's see, he says, and I know there was two tribes of Joseph. So I have no idea. Anybody out there, when you listen to this program, if you've ever done a study on that, we would love to hear from you. Let us know. Let's see, we've got about 25 minutes remaining. Lee, do you have anything?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I got you, hon.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I didn't realize we must have lost you and then you must have called back.
And I had to call back in, and you had to let me in. What was interesting to me, you were talking about the covering and what was covering. Well, that's what we've been getting into, you know, the coverings. And so this is between that and the stones, it's going to be a very interesting study.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of meaning there.
See, there's two bodies that we can be connected to, too. I think Brian's calling in. I'll pick him up in just a minute. There are two bodies that we can be connected in. Either the body of Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ as our head, but if we're hooked into the false body, the serpent or the devil or the dragon, which they're all called, the serpent, devil, Satan, the dragon, they're all one and the same. So if we're actually following his lies, he would be our head instead. Okay, I'm going to click on
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey. That was interesting. I don't know. That's why I just put those questions in there, because what was I know that them coming out of Egypt, the Ark of the Covenant, the High Priest, the War of the Stones are all types and shadows of things to come, and I know there's a relationship to it. Then you was talking about Satan and those stones, and I know some of them are missing out of his. And he just gave something to open up that, search the scriptures and see if we can find anything.
Absolutely. And notice some were added in, with his, that were not in the New City Jerusalem, like the diamond and, was it carbuncle? I don't think that's in the New City Jerusalem.
Right. Now, is there any in the New City? See, that's what I mean. We don't know. Is there any of those that are in there that are not part of those 12 tribes? And here's what I'm thinking: that when Christ made this, or Paul made the statement of when we speak of the 12 tribes, okay, of Israel, which we know. That's Jacob, and those 12 tribes being those 12 sons that he had, that Paul states that a Jew, which would be the tribe of Judah, is a people that are not outwardly, but circumcised inwardly. So I got to thinking, right, because remember when the Messiah was, before his crucifixion, he always wanted to talk to the Jews. And even in Israel, Philip was an Israelite because he said, well, here's an Israelite without no guile. And the woman of Samaritan, she said her father was Jacob. But we hear when he says of strong faith, or I have never seen a faith like this in Israel, it was always a Gentile. Remember the Roman soldier that he said? It makes you just think, you know. So what I'm thinking is there any representation of the Gentile, because we know that not everybody is going to be, there's going to be nations that live in that light, and there's going to be people that cannot enter into that city, then there's going to be people that are able to come and do their offerings, you know, the feasts, because if they don't come, then there won't be rain in their land. But it just opens up a lot of things to think about, which is good. That's what we need to do, is think about these things.
Amen. Hey,
when you were
talking about that, is that we would be grafted in through the tribe of Judah because of Jesus. Because
right.
Of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy that, a lot of that blood salvation thing, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's where I know the rabbis really fluster the Christian mindset when they said, well, he'll be called a Nazarite, you know, Nazarene. And a Nazarene is that olive tree that can die, but its root goes out and it can spring up a new sprout, you know.
Yeah.
But I know the rabbis do that, you know, to support Orthodox Judaism, you know, not Messianic. But it was just interesting, you know, the stones and all the, you know, it can even come down to the lamps, you know, the lamps, the two witnesses, you know, all those are types and shadows that I believe the Father left in this book so we can discover these things as he reveals them to us through the Spirit. But yeah, you gave me something to study, you know, make those comparisons on them stones. But he talks about gold tried in the fire, and I picked up on that when you was talking about you know, hay and it'll be tried in the fire, but you know, although it'll burn, you won't be destroyed. which is a good sign, you know.
Please write to me on Skype so that bond.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Well, then I'm in there. It keeps dropping for some reason.
What, the Skype?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does that. It does that. That's normal.
Okay. Go ahead. I was just going to say, you were talking about coming out of the tribe of Judah. I don't know, that's something to look into, but I know that David is the one that will become the king, and then the Melchizedek is the priesthood that comes out of that, which has no beginning or no ending, which represents Jesus Christ, I guess.
If you look at the genealogy, David was actually Joseph and mother and Mary's great grandfather. You know,
okay.
They share the same. They share David. You know.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
the Lord just gave me something else on here. Notice that the garments that the devil is covered with, and the garments that the holy city Jerusalem is covered with. You've got two bodies here. One body is the body of Jesus Christ. The other one would be the Mystery Babylon the Great. The garments are either a garment of righteousness or a garment of filthy rags. And the filthy rags comes from our flesh, because the Isaiah 64 verse 6 says, "But we are all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Notice, iniquities can be a wind. The Bible talks about being blown about with every wind.
Yeah, because he talks about, "Come, let us reason together, and I will turn your..." about
scarlet.
Your scarlet into white,
the woman rides is a scarlet colored beast. Flesh, our flesh is a beast to God. It's like an animal, and that's why we have to crucify our flesh. So here's if Satan.
Oh yeah, that's why, you know, in the Garden of Eden, think about this. If when they ate of the tree of good and evil, what if they would have ate of the tree of life after that? Wow. That would have been a mess.
I think God would have stopped them before they were able to.
Well, that's why, you know, he had to, you know, he chucked them. He had to, or they would have ate of the tree of life, you know.
Yep.
But you notice...
If he had repented.
Yeah, but you notice in Revelation the tree of life's there, but the tree of good and evil's not.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, the way I look at that, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is what people are partaking of today in their own knowledge. Instead of going in the spiritual realm, they're going in the natural fleshly realm. And
that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. See, wisdom, if you're proper, wisdom's tough. You know, and it says that
the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. But I want to get back to this covering.
Yeah, which is the commandments, because that's what he said at Mount Sinai was, you know, when Moses said, look, he's come here to prove you, you know, the fear of God, you know, which they wouldn't hear him. They said, Moses, you go here and we'll do what we say. But, yeah, that all goes together.
Okay, let me get back to the covering. If we are listening to the devil, we actually are getting covered with his garments, and that is our flesh desires. He stirs up our flesh desires and covers us with filthy rags in place of the garment of righteousness that God gives us. So here you see those two coverings again. We can either be covered in the truth, which is the word of God, or we end up being covered in the lies, which is the devil's garment. And if we're doing that, we belong to his city. With him as our head, we are his body. Like it says in, go to Habakkuk 3, verse 13. And I want to show you this picture.
Yeah, because it's showing me you're either the father of the devil or the spirit of truth. And that's what he says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they won't follow, but my Father gives them to me. Because remember, you can't come to the Father through Christ, you know, unless you're through Christ. But the Father's got to reveal Christ, and
through
the Word, which is Christ.
Amen. Okay, Habakkuk 3:13 says, "Thou wentest forth." Now this is talking about Jesus Christ. Well, actually, it's talking about the Spirit of God, the Father, went forth in Jesus Christ. It says, this is Habakkuk 3, verse 13, thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Okay, so the Father came here to bring us salvation, and he came with his anointing, which is with his anointed, which is Jesus Christ. It says, thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Selah. The foundation is supposed to be the Word of God. If you expose the lies of the devil all the way to his head, you show the body that's following lies the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that fulfills this scripture. You discover to them the foundation all the way to the neck. And what David did was he cut the head off of the giant with his own sword. Well, that head of that giant represents the dragon or Satan, the serpent. And his own lies, which is his sword, is what's eventually going to behead him when people find out the truth. Now,
here's what Peter did this great example that the Catholicism does. When Jesus asked, well, who do people say I am? And he says, you're Christ, the Son of God. And he said, for flesh and blood haven't revealed this to you, but my Father has. And upon this rock, what's the rock? It wasn't Peter. I mean, he renamed Peter, but it's based upon that foundation, the Father revealing the Son. You know, that's why, you know, you was talking about, you know, the foolish man and the wise man that built the house, because it's going to rain on the just and the unjust. But those that hear and do.
Okay? Those two foundations, you have either the rock or you have the sand.
No. Those two hear God, but one decides to do it and the other one doesn't. Many are called, few are chosen. So those two heard, but one decided not to and the other decided to.
let me give you a picture here, okay, please? I want to show you the difference between the sand and the rock, okay? This scripture in Habakkuk 3:13, if you use any Bible other than the King James Bible, that scripture is totally mutilated. They'll remove the word foundation. They'll remove the word salvation from many of them. They remove the word that woundeth, okay? And because they do that, it shows that who is actually behind those Bibles. The new versions of the Bible have removed all the patterns, or almost all the patterns that God has put within his word, so that we can actually put all these scriptures together like we've been doing with Holy Jerusalem and the stones.
Yeah, Ezra's vision helps with this too. And it's not in your King James Version.
Wait a minute, please. These new Bibles, when they do that, they take out pieces of the rock. Okay, if you have pieces of the rock instead of the whole rock, you have sand. And that fulfills you building your house either on the rock or on the sand. Those scriptures get fulfilled also because of that. Every time they take out a piece of the rock, it's like putting a hole in there.
But you don't need that. It's by faith, not by the Bible. The faith.
No. It's by faith in what? The Word of God. The true Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Spirit. That's why the letter kills them and the Spirit gives life. It's supposed to. All the scriptures are going to do is confirm what you already know. Abraham didn't have a Bible. Paul, all they have was the law and the prophets, the Old Testament.
But God has given us his last will and testament also in writing.
Oh, yes, yeah. Sirach, Tobit, Judith, those are all there, Jasher. But, see, the American Bible Society, just like you said, decided what you should read and what you shouldn't because it doesn't support Catholicism.
Exactly. All these new versions leave out the pattern. God put those patterns in there so that we could actually see how perfect his true word really is.
But you can only, just like the disciples and anybody else, if he doesn't open your understanding to it, they're worthless. That's why he says to them in the scriptures, you think you have salvation.
Yep.
You know, he's got to open the understanding that's the letter. It'll kill you.
But see, if you're using one of these other Bibles, there's a spirit that goes with that. Because Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live.
Look, you know that thing that says, go out in all the world and preach the gospel to every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? That was added to the King James Version. That was added. That wasn't part of the original.
I ripped that back.
I'm Matthew, yeah. It's not in there.
Brian?
Huh?
Brian, I looked that up in the 1611, and it most definitely is there.
I seen it in a version that wasn't. Then Nehemiah Gordon, which went to London and translated it from the Hebrew from the Dead Sea Scrolls, is not there.
Everyone that I have looked at, it's been there. I don't know which one you saw, but it has been there.
Yeah, it was even confirmed. It was even confirmed from the Dead Sea Scrolls. You know, that's why the Spirit. You could pick the truth out. Look, if I could show you scriptures that are in error, that have error in it. You know, there's many of them. I know 12 of them off the top of my head. Numbers too, where you know, one king says this many and this other king says this many to the same incidents, two different numbers. And you're like, what? Which one's true? No, there's a lot. No, I don't depend on that book. You know, all I know from that book is it says, if you keep the commandments, I'm going to pray to the Father and then the Spirit of Truth will come on you. And then after that Spirit comes on you, it will guide and lead and teach you. It will show you things to come. So if the Spirit doesn't reveal it, just like the disciples, or even the, remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees had it down pat, the law and the prophets, and they missed Christ and they missed John the Baptist. They'll miss him again. You know, I have no doubt of that. They'll follow the Antichrist thinking it's the Christ, you know. But even in the scriptures it says, then he opened their understanding. Then he opened their understanding. Huh?
Do you realize every time that we put down the Word of God as if it's not true, that we actually help cast doubt into the body of Christ? If it is true and we say it's not, we literally have
But the King James Version Bible has mistakes in it. I guarantee it.
Brian, huh? I do not want to go there on my program because I'm responsible for this.
Let's look at the scriptures. The Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Or is it a Bible? Who is the Word of God?
Jesus Christ is. But
okay, let's stick with that's the Word of God and we'll be safe.
Hey, I'm going to have to let you go. I've got to close out.
I've got a show I got to do anyhow.
Okay,
hey.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, I want to thank each and every person and my co-host, Lily, for joining us on this program today. And I also want to thank you, Brian, for calling in because you always have such awesome input. I want to thank you. I want to thank Grok for being here and anybody else that's been listening in. Let's see. The ministry website where there are video and audio links to many of the teachings that get heard on this program, as well as some miracle photographs, is www.jcovercomersministries.com. The ministry YouTube page also has videos of many of the teachings you hear on this program, and it is at www.youtube.com/ncovercomers. That's www.youtube.com/ncovercomers. And the regular website is www.jc, as in Jesus Christ, overcomersministries.com. Brian, if you would like me to give your information on here for your site. Oops, looks like you're gone. I was going to give your web. It's Brian, BrianWV on Blog Talk Radio. He has a program on Blog Talk. If anyone else would like to share your website or any other information, Lee, would you like to share anything really quick before I put the music on? You there, hon?
Yeah. Here. I have a cough.
Okay, I got less than a minute to go. You want to share anything really quick?
No. We don't have time to talk about anything else, so.
Okay, well, I want to invite everybody to come back again next time, and that is at midnight, Thursday night, every Thursday night at midnight. For Blog Talk Radio's Unveiling the Mysteries of the Word of God. I may have the Mysteries of the Bible. I'm not sure which one. They're the same.
Oh. Is anybody on the chat?
What's that?
Is anybody left on the chat?
I couldn't hear what you said.
Is anybody on the chat?
Everybody's gone now, so I'm going to go ahead and play the music.
Okay, because see, I can't get on there when I call in. Okay,
okay.
Bye, everybody.
God bless you.
Everything. There's a God who's been faithful was all gone. When my heart had no song, still